Today's Mishnayos on Masechtas Demai, Perakei Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dal. Today's Mishnayos are being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Tzvi Hersh, Ben Reb Yosef Pinchas Halevi. So, we're continuing to discuss the laws of Demai, some of the most fundamental principles of the laws of Demai. And today's Mishnayos require an introduction. And really, this introduction is not only Negeya. Today's Mishnayos, but really the coming Mishnayos are going to be very much contingent upon understanding one very basic principle of Demai, which is really a basic principle in the laws of Trumas U'Maestris. And that is that when a person was Mafrish Trumas U'Maestris, he had to make sure that he wasn't Mafrish min hachiyuv ala ptur or min haptur ala chiyuv. Meaning, if someone has peiros that are tevel, so these peiros are chayiv in Trumas U'Maestris. If someone has peiros that are not tevel, because he was already mafresh trumas u'maestres, those peiros are considered to be potter min trumas u'maestres. If a person wants to be mafresh trumas u'maestres, obviously, for something that's chayiv in trumas u'maestres, he has to make sure that the peiros that he's mafresh are peiros that are chayiv in trumas u'maestres. You can't take peiros that themselves are potter in trumas u'maestres and use those peiros to now pater peiros that are chayiv in trumas u'maestres. Al zeh nemar ein mafrishim min haptur al achiv. You can't take peiros that are pater from trumas u'maestres. Why would they be pater? Pashit, because you already mafrish trumas u'maestres. And use those peiros to now pater peiros that are chayiv in trumas u'maestres. This is an idea that on a very, very practical level had tremendous ramifications in the world of Tamar. And the reason is, because when a person buys peiros from Na'am Ha'aretz, he's chayiv in trumas u'maestres. Misafik. It's because maybe the Amma Aretz wasn't Mafresh Trumas U'Maestres yet. But the truth is, we know it's not even a Safik. All it is really a Miut. It's a Chayshin and a Miuta. Because Chazal said, Roiv Amma Aretz Maaser Neim. So really, Alpi Roiv, the Amma Aretz probably was Maaser. Norvas. We have to be concerned that there were a Miut of Amma Aretz that weren't Maaser. And for that reason, you have an obligation now of Demai. What would happen if a person would buy payers from two different Amma Aretz? He buys from Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon have in common that they're both Ami Ha'aretz. And now you have both of their peiros. Can you be mafresh d'mai from Reuven's peiros for Shimon, from Shimon's peiros on Reuven's? You'd say, why not? They're both d'mai. If I have two peiros that are tevel, I bought tevel from Reuven, I bought tevel from Shimon. I can be mafresh from Reuven's tevel for Shimon or from Shimon's from Reuven. So why should d'mai be different? Oh, the reason d'mai is different, because by d'mai, really, it's only a suffix. We don't know whether the person was mafresh. So maybe Reuven, the Amma Aretz, that you bought peiros from, was mafresh all the maestros that he was supposed to. Maybe Shimon wasn't. Or maybe Shimon was and Reuven wasn't. Now, if Reuven was mafresh and Shimon wasn't, if you're going to take Reuven's peiros and you're going to use it now to be mafresh and tapater Shimon's, you're being mafresh min haptur al achiyuv. Or if Shimon was mafresh and Reuven wasn't, you're going to take Shimon's tapater Reuven's, you're being mafresh min haptur al achiyuv. And that's not something that works. It doesn't work for good old-fashioned tevel. It's not going to work for Demai either. You can't be mafresh min haptur al achiyuv. And by the way, just to understand it a little bit better, Roiv HaMeyaretz one maser. So really, when you go ahead and you're mafresh Demai, it's really on the tzad harochuk that maybe he wasn't mafresh meiser, but there's always a roiv that says he was mafresh. So really, roiv d'mai is min haptur. So if you're going to use it now to pater up yechiv d'mai, you're being mafresh min haptur al achiv. So it's not so pasha. Now he's not pasha, he can't do it. You can't do it. You cannot buy peiros from two different amei aretz and be mafresh from one onto the other. Chlorerade in the world of d'mai. Why? Because we're concerned that you might be mafresh min haptur al achiv. We don't know for sure, but there's a good chance. And in the world of Demai, where we're chayish for all these things, the halach is, that's not something that you're allowed to do. Our Mishnah is going to discuss somebody that bought bread. First Mishnah is going to talk about someone that bought bread from a baker. The next Mishnah is going to discuss someone that bought bread from a palter or from a manpoil. These were different soichrim that sold bread. But bottom line is, you bought bread. That's what you bought. And the question now is, do you have to be and you bought multiple breads. And maybe some of the breads look different. Some of the breads are fresher than the other. And the shaila is, do you now, when you're mafresh d'mai, as we know, you have to be mafresh when you're lekech from anachtoy, do you have to stop being concerned that maybe the baker that I bought the bread from himself bought his wheat from different Ami Aretz, and he bought it from different Ami Aretz, so maybe you can't just be mafresh one hafrosh for everything that you bought. Maybe you have to start microanalyzing each individual bread. This one looks like this. This one looks like that. This one looks like it was baked yesterday. This one looks like it was baked today. And maybe it's not making all these cheshbonos in terms of being concerned for this halacha in the world of Maya, and that is that you're not allowed to be mafresh min ha-ptura alachi of zok, the heilige Mishnah, with that hakdama. Mishnah gimel halakech min ha-nachtoim. If somebody buys bread from a nachtoim, and let's say we're talking about a nachtoim am ha-aretz, or even maybe is a nachtoim chaver, that sells b'mida gasa, where the halach is, as we know, that the lekeach is the one that has the obligation to be mafresh meiser. It's not the nachtoim's obligation. So says the Mishnah, in the event that you bought two different types of breads, there were breads that were hot and there were breads that were cold. So you want to be mafresh from the hot on the cold, it's okay. You want to be mafresh from the cold on the hot, it's okay. Or what if the breads look different? That's fine. You can take a bread that's a round challah and be mafresh on behalf of one that looks like a long braided challah. Divri Rameir, Azoy Halt Rameir. What's the chiddush of Rameir? So there's a few chiddushim, but the chiddush that we're going to talk about is that Rameir is saying that even though the breads look like they might have been baked on different days, right? One is hot and one is cold. The hot one is right out of the oven. The cold one looks like it's been sitting on the shelf a little bit. Or they look different. So as a result, there's a thought that maybe different wheats were used, which makes us believe that maybe, the wheats were bought from different people. Now, this baker bought his wheat from an Am Haaretz. Maybe he bought them from different Am Haaretz. If he bought them from different Am Haaretz, now you have challahs that came from different Am Haaretz. If they came from different Am Haaretz, I can't just take from one challah and be mafresh meiser on behalf of everything, because maybe I'm being mafresh min haptor al achiyuv, or min achiyuv al haptor. So it's for that reason, you would have thought you would have a havamina ben benoy shal havamina that I shouldn't be able to do that. Zokra Meir, it's not a problem. You can be ma'aser min al chamal etzenetz an al chayim. You can take today's chala and be mafresh for yesterday. Yesterday's for today's. You can do tefusa ma'ar. You can take the round chala, do for the braided chala, for braided chala, for the hot chala. It's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Zokra Rav, because Rav Meir is of the opinion that when a nachtoim buys his wheat, mechad gav rezoven, he buys it from one supplier. It's one Am Haaretz, and this Am Haaretz is either from the Roiv that I'm Ma'asrin, or he's from the Miyat that I'm not Ma'asrin. And for that reason, it's never going to be considered Menachiv al Aptor, Menaptor al Achiv. Either you're being Ma'asrin, Menachiv al Achiv, or Menaptor al Aptor, but it's from one Am Haaretz. And because it's from one Am Haaretz, this is not something you have to worry about. Rabbi Yehuda argues, however. Rabbi Yehuda said it's not the case. Ani Yom, Rabbi Yehuda says, I hold chitin shal emesh hoyu mishalach. I'm afraid that maybe the challah that is not hot, the challah that's soinenes, that was yesterday's challah, maybe that came from one Am Haaretz, v'shalayoyim, hoyu mishalach, and the one that's hot came from a different Am Haaretz. Right, clearly they were baked on different days, so maybe they came from different suppliers, and as a result, you can't be mafish from one to the other, because if you're mafish from one to the other, you're being mafish min haptor al achiv, min achiv al haptor. Now, clearly Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the baker didn't necessarily buy from one supplier, but sometimes he would buy from multiple suppliers, and that's why there's a concern. Maybe one challah came from an Am Haaretz that was ma'aser, and the other challah came from an Am Haaretz that was not ma'aser. Another thing you see in Rabbi Yehuda is that the only time Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Meir is when it was chitin shal emesh v'chitin shal ayoy. Meaning, Rabbi Meir said, you never chayish. He said, it doesn't matter if one is hot and one is cold, or if they're in different shapes and sizes. You never chayish. Rabbi Yehuda said that when one is hot and one is cold, that's when I'm worried. But he didn't say that when it's tfusim harbe, I'm worried. Clearly, it's implied from Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda is only arguing the first chiddush that Rabbi Meir said. That chamen soinenetz, soinenetz al chamel, you don't have to be worried. He says, I am worried. Because I think maybe yesterday's came from one supplier and today's came from a different supplier. But if they both were baked on the same day, even though they were made in different shapes, then Rabbi Yehuda says to be concerned that the fact that they're in different shapes, that's a raya, that's a sfarah to say that they came from different suppliers, that much I'm not going to go. Shimon, however, is a third sheet in the Mishnah, and he's oyser. He's oyser b'trumas meiser. He says that as it relates to trumas meiser, you have to be concerned that maybe it came from two different bakers, not only in the case where one is hot and one is cold, but even where they're in different shapes, where they were baked the same day, maybe that's also a concern that it came from different bakers. What does Rav Shimon hold? Rav Shimon holds, certainly like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Meir, that the baker will buy from two different suppliers, but he's even more chayish. Rav Yehuda was only chayish that it came from different suppliers if one is hot and one is cold. He's chayish that it came from two different suppliers, even if they're in different shapes. Meaning, the thought is that the fact that they were baked in different shapes is a sign that maybe it's different wheat. The baker might have thought that this wheat's going to do better in a round challah, this wheat's going to do better in a braided challah, and that's why he did it in that way, and that's why that's going to be the halacha. But the bottom line is we have three shittas in the Mishnah in terms of whether or not a person that buys from one baker, does he have to be concerned that maybe the baker himself got it from multiple suppliers or not? Again, if somebody buys from two Ami Aretz, we're not having this conversation. It's easy. You can't be mafresh from one Am Aretz onto another Am Aretz. It's a chashash you be mafresh from Aptura Lachiyuv. And as a result, that's not something that you're allowed to do. What then is the halacha? When is there a discussion? What's this machlokes tanum? Machlokes tanum is when you bought it from one baker, but the baker might have bought it from two different suppliers, and the suppliers may both be Ami Aretz, and that's where there's a concern. Rav Meir says you never worry that the baker buys from two suppliers. Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon hold you are. The question is, when lemaisa do I have to be concerned? According to Rav Yehuda, if one is hot and one is cold, looks like they were baked on different days, that's when you have to be concerned. Rav Shimon says, I agree, but I take it a step further. I hold that even if it's different shapes, even then you're going to have to be concerned. The Mishnah just concludes, and the Mishnah says, Rav Shimon oise b'chumas meiser umata b'chala. Oyse b'chumas meiser, meaning as it relates to chumas meiser, and really not just chumas meiser, but all the meisers that you have to give from the mine, you have to be mafresh from the mine. Reb Shimon holds this can be a problem. The punchline is umat b'chal, that when it comes to chal, it's not a concern. And even though Reb Shimon said it's not just Reb Shimon, it's Reb Yehuda also. It's pasha, meaning this whole shayla is only going to be negayah the chumas meiser's component of the mine. It's not going to be the chal component of the mine. What do we mean by chal? It's referring back to what we discussed in the previous Mishnah Aleph in the parak, where we saw that a nachtoim, even if he's a chaver, if he sells bread, that's demai. So the halacha is that he doesn't have to be mafresh challah. The lekeach is the one that has to be mafresh challah. So you would have thought that maybe the same halacha you have regarding chumas and meisers, then you buy from a nachtan. According to Rabbi Shimon, you have to be concerned. It's too different. So maybe when you start reckoning with being mafresh from aptura lachiyuv regarding the meisers, maybe you have to be concerned regarding the challah as well. That's what the Mishnah is saying, is umata b'challah. Don't worry about it as it relates to the challah. And the reason you have to worry about it as it relates to the challah is because the challah has nothing to do with Am Aretz. The chiyuv challah never happened in the rishus of the Am Aretz. The chiyuv challah happened in the rishus of the Nachtan. And because it happened in the Rishus of the Nachtan, it's only the Nachtan that cares about it. It doesn't matter how many Amarits he bought it from. He could have bought it from 15 Amarits. There's one Chiyuv Challah that happened in the Rishus, and therefore there's never going to be an issue of Min Aptura Lachiyuv as it relates to the Chiyuv Challah. That's that last line, Umata B'chal. So Mishnah Dalet is very much a continuation of Mishnah Gimel. Halakech, min apalter. What happens if somebody buys bread not from a nachtoim, but from a palter? So to us, when you're learning Gemara, and the Gemara mentions a nachtoim, we teach it as a baker. When the Gemara mentions a palter, we teach it as a baker. In our Mishnais that we're learning, we have to be sensitive to the subtlety, to the nuance between a nachtoim and a palter. And the nuance is, the nachtoim seems to be more of a manufacturer. He's someone that sells very often with midagasa. The palter is someone that buys from the nachtoim, and then he's going to resell it. The point is, if someone buys from a palter, what's the halacha? Meaning, how does it impact everything that we just discussed? Alekech, man, anachtem, it's the prima machloikis. Machloikis, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon. What happens if you didn't buy it from the nachtem? Already you bought it from the palter. Says the Mishnah, ma'asem, he called tfus, tfus, divi, Reb Meir. Over here, the same Reb Meir, who was super makel in the previous Mishnah, he said that when you buy from a nachtem, don't be worried about who exactly the nachtem bought his schayra from. But rather, the halacha is that if you want, you could be mafrish from this bread to that bread, and from that bread to this bread, even though it looks, the breads might look different, and even though they may have been baked on different days, but it doesn't matter. But when it comes to buying from the palter, then already it's going to be different. Then, Mikol Tfus Utfus, there he takes on the sheet of Rav Shimon in the previous Mishnah. He goes to the extreme. He says, anytime there's any reason to think that maybe you bought it from different people, and what's the reason? The reason is because although Rav Meir holds that the Nachtoim bought from one supplier, but the palter used to buy from several nachtoimen. So each nachtem buys from a different supplier. So once it's in the rishus of the nachta, in the palta, so now already we're concerned that maybe it came from different places, they have to be mafresh mikol tfos or tfos, because otherwise there's a concern. It might be min aptura lachiv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ironically argues. He says meachas alakar. He holds it's just the opposite. Meaning, whereas Rabbi Yehuda was the one that was machmer in the previous mission, and he said that in the event that you're buying different, sometimes you have to be concerned that the nachtoim would buy from different suppliers, but when it comes to the palter we assume bought from one nachtoim, and as a result, if it's two tfusim, If it's two tfusim, over there Rabbi Yehuda is not worried. Just like Rabbi Yehuda wasn't worried about two tfusim when you buy from the Nachtoim, so Rabbi Yehuda is not going to be worried about two tfusim when you buy from the Palter, because the Palter only buys from one Nachtoim anyways, and two tfusim from one Nachtoim was never a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as it was baked on the same day. So Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa, who holds that if you buy two tfusim from one Nachtoim, it's not a problem, he also holds that if you buy from one Palter, it's not a problem, because the palter buys from one nachtim, and one nachtim, two tfusim, is not an issue. Therefore, if you're a kechman a palter, it's not going to be an issue. The maid, Rabbi Yehuda's maid, however, but like kechman a manpoil, he's another middleman. So there's a lot of commissions that are being cut off in the baking industry. But if somebody would buy from a manpoil, so the manpoil was the person who bought from the paltern, this is like the chagadia. So the manpoil bought from the paltern, who bought from the nachtim, who bought from the suppliers, right? You end up with two chalas. So, but like kechman a manpoil, shu masif kalechad ve'echad, he already has to be meiser from everything, because the manpoil already bought from multiple palterids, and as a result, even though the palterin bought from one nachtoim, but the manpo might have bought from two palterins.